Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Open phones, as always, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts about what you want. We were just talking about John McAfee and his Dead Man Switch, which has triggered a countdown that expired, I don't know, 2 weeks ago almost at this point. And now is a website where a password is slowly being revealed to an encrypted file that we don't know what is inside. We don't know the size of the encrypted file either, although the website that offers the storage for these encrypted files seems to have a limit of a gigabyte. So it isn't going to be some huge amount of video or something like that.
Terabytes of government.
Yeah, it's no 31 terabytes in here. So unless he's got a special account with these people, it's a French cryptography file storage website.
Which isn't impossible, but it seems unlikely.
Seems unlikely. So we're waiting, though, till 60% of John McAfee's whacked tokens are burned. And
you can send tokens directly to the burn address. And that,
I understand it, yeah.
John McAfee for sure owns that address.
Well, I mean, he put the contract together, so of course.
Yeah.
I mean, presumably it's the things are actually being burned, but I don't know how you can easily tell that. There's probably some way to count up the total number of tokens in any given system. So, I mean, I don't doubt that the tokens are being burned. Because
they're going to an address that presumably won't ever use them.
Oh, really? Okay, so I didn't know that if when they say burn, I presume that means that they're being deleted, that they're being eliminated from the system.
I don't know that they can be.
It's a contract, so they could. I mean, so with tokens, you can add to them. Why can't you burn them?
Why would they need to go to a specific address then for them to be burned?
I don't know.
And wouldn't somebody have to have, like, control of the address to burn them if they were, like, going to an address and then being burned?
It's presumably the burning is automatic. It sounds like all three of us are beyond our knowledge of how Ethereum contracts work. And
I don't want to learn about it.
I don't know much about it. I do know that Ethereum is going into like version 2.0 soon, I think. There's an upgrade happening this
week. That's where they're moving to at like 50% proof of stake.
Yeah. So
for them.
Things are going to get complicated. Things could break. Beware. Coming soon.
That will lower the gas fees on the Ethereum blockchain,
we hope.
At least.
Yeah, that's, I think, the big plan there. So where is this going to go, John McAfee? What's coming next? At some point, 60% of these whacked tokens are going to be burned. But how long is it going to take to get there? If it's, you know, 1/10 of every transaction gets burned and 1 out of every 1,000 transactions are burned, it may take a long time if there's not a lot of activity on the whacked network. This could take years.
Hold on, 1/10 of every transaction gets burned?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was 1/10 of all transactions got burned.
No. Well, yes. I mean, of every transaction.
I guess by extension, yeah.
But, of course, the tenths will get smaller and smaller
and
smaller.
But then you have, like, a chance of your whole transaction getting burned, right?
A 1/1,000th of a chance the entire transaction will be sent to the burn address, and your recipient will not receive it at all. So, again, with disincentives to spend like that, why would it ever get to 60%? Although it's already to 28%, and I don't know how long that's taken. I guess 2 years or whatever it is since it was founded.
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Oh, that's when that was created?
It was shortly thereafter.
Yeah, all right.
Because McAfee was making the point that, you know, Epstein was whacked.
Yeah, and I think McAfee also said that he would not kill himself if he were in a similar circumstance.
Yeah, that's why McAfee has the tattoo on his arm that says
whacked.
Whacked. It's like $ whacked.
WHACKD, which is the, what do they call it, short code or whatever for the currency or for the token. His wife doesn't believe that he committed suicide. He had spoken to her the same day and it said he's going to call her.
She's the one who matters, in my opinion.
Yeah, he said he was going to call her later. You know, why would you do that?
Yeah, I really thought that he killed himself until his wife came out with a statement. I was like, oh, maybe he didn't.
And the so-called suicide note, which came out didn't really read like a suicide note.
No, it was just John rambling about living in the present moment, not have future being an illusion, past being an illusion, and only the present being real.
You know, somebody who should take that advice is James in Arizona. He really ought to live in the present moment and let the past be the past.
And enjoy Yosemite.
But he just can't. Go ahead, James. Hello.
Did he give up?
No, he likes to do this where you'll take his call and then he just sits quietly for a while before he actually starts speaking.
He caught you, Ian.
He always does this when you answer his calls, too. Did you notice that if you're screening his call?
No, he just starts railing right into me.
Oh, really? He'll usually sit there for like 5 seconds before he says something. James, are you there? Going once. Going twice. All right, well.
I assume he does it with me because he knows I'm probably not going to put him on the air. Because he usually just calls, and during the screening process, if he can't get through the screening process without dropping expletives, I'm not
putting
put
him on.
Yeah. It's like, you gotta prove to me you can at least make it 30 seconds, James, and then I will put you on the air.
Yeah, I don't care if, you know, he always threatens me or whatever whenever I screen his calls. But
yeah, that's irrelevant to
whatever.
Me.
It doesn't matter.
He threatened you today when you screened his call.
He didn't really get to the threat. I just kind of put him on hold before he could finish spitting it out. But 603-283-6160 is our number here. So, yeah, if you want to comment on what you think is coming next, my thought is once this whacked thing gets done and the full passcode is revealed to the secret encrypted file, I think it's just going to be whatever the next step is on the goose chase.
I don't think to agree.
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to be the big reveal. I think there's going to be something else. And whether there will ever be something at the end of the rainbow that's actually worth getting your hands on, I don't know.
Well, it's also entirely possible that this is just some random internet troll, right? And some random internet troll
pretending to be John McAfee, the ghost of John McAfee.
Will create the fourth step, and then someone else will come along and say, oh, look, I found this other random URL over here. This is the fifth step, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know where this blog post or BritBongLogPost.com came from. Did John McAfee mention this in a previous tweet, a year ago or something like that? Well, how do people know that this is his website? That's not clear. And, I'm not going to pore over pages and pages of 4chan to try to figure out what the past of this thing is. So, what makes people so sure? I mean, there's probably something out there, at least I would hope there would be, that proves that John McAfee has a link to this website and that it's not just some imposter.
4chan is also the home, or it was the home, of QAnon, right? That's where
Oh, really?
If I recall correctly. I mean, maybe it was 8chan.
Was like Twitter or something.
I think it was 8chan.
Didn't QAnon have like a Twitter account or an Instagram or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't either. I never been.
At any rate, 4chan has always been a cesspool of trolls. Like it's one of the worst websites on the internet, right?
But it's also great in a lot of ways because they came up with a lot of great memes.
They did,
right?
But it's not where I go where I want factual information. If I want to hear, you know, pedantic people argue about the nuances of a subject for, you know, 50,000 threads, you know, this is why Brit Bong Log Post is John McAfee's. I would go to 4chan for that information, but I also don't want to read 50 pages of people arguing about that.
Right.
That's also why I kind of just was waiting for something big to come out, because everything I saw was something like a Reddit or 4chan post that was like, and then I saw this and this and this. It was all stuff that was like starting to go over your head because you're like, why is this? How does he know this? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just like,
yeah,
I don't
know
anymore. Yeah,
you'd have to be consumed by this.
Yes.
And there are people like that. Thank goodness for him, because,
Well, he named his fourth dog Brit, and he wrote long... No, I don't know.
Oh, I'm just saying, I thought you were serious. She was like, interesting.
The type of connections that these people make, right? And he wrote a long article once.
Mm. All right, so changing gears, or sort of.
Oh, wait, one more thing. I was going to say, that's exactly the same with Pizzagate. Like, you have to go to, like, Reddit or 4chan and, like, dig through all this craziness, and you'll feel crazy by the time you're done researching Pizzagate.
Yeah, we did that, actually, on Free Talk Live. We dug in pretty deep into the
Pizzagate. I didn't do that. I did it on Call to Freedom, though, where there was just this website that, you know, basically, this is the best arguments that the Pizzagate people were able to put together.
Okay, and they summed it up.
Yeah, I was like, this is nonsense.
I mean, it's interesting.
It was.
It's weird. It's dark.
There's some strange coincidences.
And there's some really weird, sick posts by some of the, you know, the people behind the Pizzagate restaurant.
Yeah.
Like some real
Comet Pizza.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
There's all kinds of things that are freaky and...
like stuff that you shouldn't put online, like kind of level scary stuff.
It's definitely weird.
603-283-6160. But you know what's really scary and what's really happening? A proposal to regulate cryptocurrencies. It's been put forward in Congress, and we can tell you more about that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free talk live, you can dial in here. If you want, you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
So we can talk about this new potential regulation that is being introduced, apparently, by a Democrat.
Are they going after private wallets? Because I know that's in their game plan. But it's got to be pretty far down the pipeline. They can't go after that yet.
I have not read the actual bill, of course, but I do have bullet points from the person who wrote the bill, purportedly, or the person who introduced the bill. They're saying that the critics of this are saying that he didn't have anything to do with the writing of it, that it was...
That's typical, though.
Yeah. It was the regulatory agencies, basically, that are putting this forward.
Is that like a theory, or is that...
It's a theory.
Absolutely true.
No, it's a theory.
When they say regulatory agencies, do they mean, like, FinCEN, or do they mean the secret cabal,
like the Treasury,
that is Coinbase and Kraken?
No, like the Treasury.
Okay.
The government gang themselves. So we can get into that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Olivia is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Before I get to my topic, I just wanted to ask when Nobody's court appearance was going to be, because I wanted to write to him, but if he's not going to be in jail, I guess I won't.
Okay. His most recent appearance was not this past Friday, but the Friday before this last Friday.
He's not scheduled another.
Correct. So at this time, what we're waiting on is the judge in the case to make a decision on what was presented at that hearing and the subsequent memorandums of law that were submitted by both sides. Those were submitted last week, with the defense submitting theirs on Friday. Today, the judge in the case did file a notice into the case file saying that he has read the filings from the attorneys.
Is that what that meant?
Yes, that's my understanding of
that. Okay.
So at this point, at least we know that he has taken the information in, and now we're just waiting on the ruling. So it's possible that Nobody could be released. Our co-host, for the listeners that don't know, who's in jail, he's one of the Crypto Six, one of the six people that included me and Aria, that were arrested on March 16th this year and charged with a bunch of BS by the federal government. He may be released. He's the final person to be held. May be released. I'm optimistic, I have to say, after that hearing.
I think so, especially given that the judge expressed that, you know, he wasn't really concerned about the recordings. He's heard worse. And that was what the prosecutors focused on entirely.
And it's what the magistrate judge focused on as well.
Yeah.
So I think he's got a chance of getting out. Now, of course, if the judge does rule that he can be released, then it will have a bunch of terms associated with it, which may include bail. Mine did. Yours, did you get PR? Did you have to
get PR?
Yeah. So mine had a $200,000 cash bail. So we don't know if they're going to put cash terms on him too. And then, you know, what else they're going to require. The judge did suggest during the hearing that he may be prohibited from being on Free Talk Live, which sounds like a violation of his right to freedom of speech. But again, we don't know yet what it's going to be.
Well, hoping for the best. I wanted Aria and Bonnie's input on this, because I found yet another reason why government's just such a broken system.
Before you go on, Olivia, I'm sorry to interrupt, but just so he's not going to be out by the end of this week. I mean, just because the federal system, even if he gets, quote unquote, released with terms tomorrow, he's still going to meet the terms. He's ready to turn in a passport. He's going to pay the cash bail. You know, there's steps that have to go through.
I don't think they'll require, I don't think they'll require cash bail from him.
Because he's not the ringleader, allegedly.
No comment. I just don't think they will. And I think he said his passport is expired, so I don't think they would require. So, if they order his release, he could very well be out that night.
It could happen that soon, but I wouldn't count on it. It's the federal government. These things, they go slow. So I would say if you feel like writing to him, go ahead and write to him. And the worst case is it'll bounce back to you and you'll get it back. Like, if he's not there, if he's left the jail by the time your letter gets there, it'll just be sent back to you. And then you can still send it to him afterwards. You can just send it to him at his new house, you know?
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
And for listeners that don't know, you can go to thecrypto6.com, and the address for Nobody is there on that page. Or I think you have to click on a thing, but it's easy to find.
So you had a question for me and Bonnie?
So go ahead,
Yeah, so usually a lot of times lobbyists write laws, but it's not any really better when regular people write laws. And an example I found on this was from purewell.com. It was the title was "I Had a Stroke at 36. Here's What I Want Women, All Women to Know" by Jessica Diaz. Now, she took the birth control pill safely for 20 years, and now she wants to make sure that other women in Massachusetts have to take a blood test before they're allowed to get birth control, because birth control can cause clots. If you are one of the 5 to 8% of people who have a rare genetic blood mutation that causes your blood to clot, which she never mentions that if you get pregnant or get actually she does mention pregnancy and dehydration can cause you to get blood clots, but no, she wants to put a barrier up to birth control. So, but she doesn't.
Is it really a risk to 5 to 8% of the population?
Okay. Could you mind if I give you some details of the story first?
Sure.
So she stepped into the shower one day, and she had all the signs of stroke. She had a huge headache all of a sudden, numbness on one side. She couldn't move on one side. So after waiting a while, she finally called her doctor. The doctor said, call 911 immediately. Well, she didn't. So number one, she doesn't even follow her doctor's directions. But eventually they took her to the hospital, and they found that she had a blood clot that was made worse because she is one of 25% of people who have a tiny hole in their heart. And it's a genetic, like when you're a baby, you have a tiny hole in your heart that closes up. Well, for 25% of people, that doesn't happen. Mm. And then she also, on top of that, had a rare gene mutation called factor V of Leiden. It's in 5 to 8% of people. So when she got pregnant, because she has two kids, that they think that's when that triggered that gene mutation, and it caused her to get blood clots later on, probably from maybe from the birth control. So she's
but
like
she wasn't
really
on birth control when she got pregnant, right?
No, she went back on it afterwards. She had like young kids, and that's when her stroke happened. So she has all these special factors, and because of that. Oh, and she said the doctor never told her that you could get blood clots, which when I went on birth control, the doctor said this multiple times. It's in every packet of the pill. Every packet, it says all over there, don't smoke. You could get blood clots. Here's some risk factors. We don't know if it causes breast cancer, but we don't think so.
I mean, that's true of all medicines. They all include those informational packets, and people just throw them away.
Yeah.
Right. She didn't even read the literature, and now she wants to make a bill that puts up a barrier to getting birth control, which pregnancy can cause clots and all kinds of diabetes and all kinds of horrific things to your body, too. But she wants to make you get a blood test first because she had all these weird genetic mutations, these rare genetic mutations.
Well, 25% of the population I wouldn't characterize as rare.
But then she has something else on top of it.
Yeah, which affects 5 to 8% of the population. So that's still a good 2%, 2 to 4% of the population.
But who cares? She wants to mandate some sort of test before you can get birth control?
Yeah, if it's such a good idea.
It doesn't sound like it's that rare.
If the test is such a good idea, people should voluntarily tell their doctor, I want to get this test before I get birth control. Because they should be smart about it.
But she should have called the doctor when she, exhibited the signs of a stroke.
But you said she's from Massachusetts, right, Olivia?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much there. I mean, that's all you need to know about this person. I mean, thank you for the call, Olivia. These people in Massachusetts, they are a bunch of goody-goody know-it-alls, tell you what to do, tell you how to live your life. It's a good place not to be living. More coming up. Free talk.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer surge of the Delta variant of COVID-19 has proven less deadly than previous waves. The seven-day average of daily cases has risen to as high as 66,606 near the peak of the summer surge 2021. Daily hospitalizations have been much lower, with the Delta variant surge hitting just over 31,000 at the highest. According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of people dying each day from COVID is just over 320 people per day. Congress is missing a deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Last month, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to congressional leadership saying lawmakers needed this to happen by August 2nd. If Congress didn't act, Yellen warned her department would have to take certain additional extraordinary measures to avoid a default. USA Radio News. A $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is on track for Senate passage this week. Key lawmakers said on Sunday, setting the stage for a floor battle this week and a hand-wringing of Democrats' demands for a follow-up bill that would spend trillions more on child care, education, and social welfare. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins tells CNN she believes the Roads and Bridges bill will win over enough Republicans to overcome filibuster fears in the evenly divided chamber.
This bill is good for America. Every senator can look at bridges and roads and need for more broadband, waterways in their state, seaports, airports, and see the benefits, the very concrete benefits, no pun intended, of this legislation. It's going to make us more competitive, more productive. It's going to create good jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio here tonight. And by the way, I want you to check out our Odyssey channel. And if you haven't yet, go ahead and hit that subscribe button or the follow. I think it's called following, actually, on Odyssey. If you go to our channel, you can visit it at video.freetalklive.com. What is Odyssey? Well, it is Library's answer to YouTube. Library is something we've been talking about on and off over the last several years here on Free Talk Live. I think we got in back in like 2017. We were one of the earliest parts, I guess you could say, one of the earliest channels on Library. We don't have that many subscribers, but you know, we've been there for for a long time. And, you know, we're nowhere near as big as, you know, these teenagers on TikTok because, you know, we talk about actually, you know, important things and ideas.
I also feel like we don't put as much effort into promoting our channels. They probably, you know, use tags and all this stuff.
You think making more tags would help?
I just feel like they probably sit around obsessing all day about how to promote their channels.
Oh, the TikTokers do?
Well, they hire these marketing firms to do it for them, right?
That's true. But anyway. You can go there, subscribe to our channel, video.freetalklive.com. It is a uncensorable decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol. That's what Library is. You can learn more about Library at lbry.com. That's sort of the guts that is behind the scenes of Odyssey. Odyssey is the front-end website that's pretty, it's, you know, nice to look at, and it's designed to compete with YouTube and give people a place where they can put their content without fear of it being censored, which I'm very, very excited about, and I'm a huge fan of what they've been doing over there, and they've gotten now, I think, over 1 million channels on the Odyssey platform, which is incredible level of success. So I'm proud to, you know, be over there on Odyssey, and we can't be touched. There's no government agency. If the government comes to the Odyssey people and says, take this down, they're going to say, sorry, we can't do that. The system doesn't work that way. You know, even if the company is shut down by the government, the software and the network still exists.
Yep.
So the SEC is targeting them.
I've loved Library for a long time. I had no idea that its creator even lived in New Hampshire until I'd been here for like a year. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, and he actually stood up to the police and got arrested a few years ago in Manchester. I don't know if you ever saw that video.
That was when I learned that he lived in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yes.
For what?
The Manchester cops had locked down his neighborhood because of apparently what was allegedly a murder that had happened in one house or whatever. And so because of that, they locked the place down, and he was like, I need to go pick up my kid from preschool or whatever. And the cop said, no, you can't leave. And Jeremy was going to leave anyway, and so the cop went and arrested him.
Well, what happened to his kid? What the heck?
Well, I think that he managed to call somebody else or something from somewhere else in town and get them to go pick his kid up. But
yeah, that's just proof that the cops don't actually care about people at all.
Right. So he got arrested, and you know, kudos to him. So not only is he a great like technological activist, but he's actually like, you know, got some cojones as well. So well-rounded, awesome. I guess you could say. Speaking of great New Hampshire-based activists, Dave Ridley is on the line here from RidleyReport.com. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. You remember that that viral video of Congress police trying to stop kids from playing in a playground in New Hampshire?
Yes, this was back in April of last year, right, you know, just a few weeks into the COVID restrictions and such, and government bureaucracies all over the place, and even here in the so-called Live Free or Die state, had done things like tape off playgrounds to try to prevent kids from having any fun during the so-called pandemic. And a mother and I think a couple of friends or whatever had gone out with their kids and were letting their kids play on the playground.
The
and
horror.
Someone called the police, and the cops showed up, and the cops threatened them, and the parents basically laughed them off the playground. The cops went away kind of with their tail between their legs. And the video came out. Of course, all the vaccine people were, you know, really angry.
Well, this was before the vaccine, so it was just the pro-mask people.
The maskers, yeah. The mask people were super angry about it because they weren't respectful of the police.
They coughed at them.
Yeah, one of them did cough towards the general direction of the cops. It was pretty entertaining. But then, like, 6 months later, or 5 or 6 months later, the cops showed up individually at the parents' houses and arrested them.
All of them, I thought, was just this one lady.
No, it was more than one of them. As I understand.
So, I have an update on one of the arrestees, Rochelle Kelly, mm-hmm. who I believe holds a town office somewhere in New Hampshire. I don't
she's
know
a school board member in the town of Ware, as I understand it.
Okay. So she was arrested again about 2 weeks ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And this time it was unrelated. It was like maybe unrelated. It was a registration issue with her vehicle, and when they pulled her over, she objected to the fact that they were opening her doors. I guess she was out of the vehicle. They kept like opening the doors and kind of looking in the car and stuff with the door open. And she considered that a search without a warrant, which she thought was illegal. I don't know if it is with vehicles, but she objected and walked toward the policeman who was opening the door. She got about 15 seconds warning that she was about to be arrested. They started talking about arresting her, and she wouldn't back away, so they arrested her.
Oof. Yeah, I'd heard about this as shortly after, I guess, it had gone down. She's in some of the activist chat rooms up here on Telegram, and I'm not on Telegram, but Bonnie, you were monitoring the situation as it was going on, and you had told me about it when it was happening.
Did she get courage on this woman?
She is ballsy. Did she get video, Dave?
Yes, I'm telling you what I saw in the video. So she was videotaping initially, and as soon as she got arrested, she had the presence of mind to just hand the camera to her husband.
Nice.
And managed to do a pretty good job of documenting the scene after that.
Oh, it's great.
She didn't handle herself ideally. She did a lot of screaming, but it wasn't, you know, I mean, obviously sometimes when a woman screams, you want to run for help. This is the kind of screaming that makes you want to run away. So it would have been better if she had not done that.
Well, these people were threatening to kidnap her. And they were.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's a way to do this that's ideal and a way that's not. And she was, you know, she was insulting the cops quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the average person watching this will not warm to her very much.
Hmm. So what is the best way to do it, in your opinion, Dave? How would you have done it differently?
Well, I mean, I think there is a place to draw attention to your where you are. And someone once said that, I guess there was a French Revolution victim who, like, after all these different people were being hanged, you know, and guillotined, and they were all going to their deaths with great dignity, and so no one cared until a woman actually started screaming, right? She was being taken to the guillotine. So maybe there is a place for it. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how it works. I can just tell you how my reaction was from watching it. It was kind of like, okay, she's in the right. They shouldn't have the right to do this, but the average person is not going to be won over by this video.
Well, I don't know if the average person is going to be won over by, you know, videos that are critical of the police state. It seems like the average person loves to have a government master telling them what to do.
Well, I don't know about that.
Look at COVID, Dave. People. I mean, people have been eating up being told what to do, and they hate it when people don't do what they're told.
I think what's important is the people who are, you want to get the people who are on the fence on your side. And there are a lot of people who are not automatically supportive of the government. That's actually fairly common. It's just that, you know, they have control of the media. They have control over themselves and the nukes and the guns for the most part. And they're going to make it look like everyone likes them more than they really do like them.
Bonnie, did you see this video?
No, I was actually going to ask Dave, did she ever get the body cam footage? I heard something about that she got body cam footage without audio.
Okay, I haven't heard anything about that.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear there's video. There's so many times when something happens and we ask the question, did you get video? And the supposed activist says no. It's like, thank goodness they got video of this one. Is she free, Dave?
Oh, yeah, I think this was 2 weeks ago. I don't think she's still in jail or anything.
Well, she's got coming up, I believe, in September, the trial for her arrest last year. So that's on the way, and I'm hoping to get the time off to go, you know, for my federal master's to go and actually attend the hearing.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You know, it really sucks not being able to be on Telegram. That's one of my bail restrictions.
It does, man.
Because that's where a lot of the activism, like, conversations go on up here in New Hampshire. It's been that way in the Keene area for, like, the last decade now. So, I mean, we've been using it for a long time, and it's now, like, caught on to even more folks in New Hampshire. I know that Porkfest officially adopted it as the official chat room for the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. So
did they?
Yeah, it was cool to find out about.
It was nice of them to follow our example.
Yeah, exactly. For, you mean Forkfest,
yes.
Example? Yeah, so, Bonnie, you just pulled the video up of Rochelle Kelly being arrested on the side of the road. She is the mom who was arrested after her kids were playing on a playground last year in Concord, New Hampshire. And Dave Ridley had just called in to give us the heads up that this video existed. You knew she was arrested because she was talking on the Telegram chat about that shortly after she was arrested, I think.
Yeah, but I had heard them talking about, like, issues getting the body cam footage, so I didn't know there was video until now. I guess I kind of skipped over that. Sometimes I see, like, 40
messages.
There's a lot of chat.
And
I, yeah.
And
did she have her own video?
Yeah, that was her own video that I just played.
Yeah, so you just played this. We can't play it for you on the air because, number one, we don't have it on the studio computer, and number two, there are some profanities in it, so we'd have to take the time to edit it first. But just to sum it up, it's a fairly short clip. It starts with her, they're outside of their van, and they're already being detained by the police, and then the cops start to search her van, and she yells, like, "Hey! You can't do that. You know, you don't have permission, my permission to search." And
yes,
she,
they do have to have a warrant to search your vehicle.
Or your permission,
it.
One or the other. And they didn't show her a warrant, and they didn't, you know, arrest her. Like, if she's under arrest, then they can search the vehicle.
She wasn't under arrest at
but
the beginning.
But she wasn't
of the
under
video.
Arrest at that point, yeah. So, you know, if they're like, for instance, they're impounding your vehicle, they have the right to search it at that point. As I understand, I'm not a lawyer, this isn't legal advice, but that's my understanding. So she approaches the car, and she continues to yell that, "Hey, you don't have a right, this is my private property or whatever, you know, you don't have a right to search it."
She's saying, and, "Stop looking at my vehicle now, and shut the door now," and they're just standing there continuing to do it.
So she goes ahead and closes the door, And almost immediately, like, there's no warning at this point. It's not like she had a few seconds or whatever where she was warned where she could step back. Immediately, the cop says, you're under arrest. And just moves in.
For protecting her private property from a warrantless search.
Yeah, and he says, you're under arrest. She's like, what for, as he's manhandling her. And she is loud, and she is screaming at some points in the video.
As she's being manhandled.
As she's being, yeah, absolutely.
Completely violated. This is all happening because of a violation
Correct.
Of her privacy. And
yeah, the entire thing is arguably illegal and a total violation, as you said, of her rights. I don't agree with Ridley here. I don't think, because he called in to criticize her for being loud, basically, and yelling and cursing during this encounter. And I don't agree. I think that when you are having your rights violated, I don't think it's wrong to yell about it.
And
I really don't.
I disagree that the average person watching that would be like, oh, she should stop yelling. I think the average person watching that would be like, wow, what's wrong with these sickos?
I think you're going to get a range of reactions. I
understand that there are people that will be like, she should have stopped resisting, but I really don't think that's the average person I know anymore.
My
parents are conservatives, and I don't think that they'd be like, she should have just stopped resisting.
See, I don't know. And I don't know if how her behavior came into play would really make that much of a difference in people's minds. Because I think there's the people that are going to believe whatever the cops say. There's the people that are going to take her side no matter what she does, because, you know, they know the cops are bad news and are likely to be a bunch of liars, and you can't trust a word that they say. And then, like Dave Ridley put it, there are going to be the fence sitters. There are going to be the people that are going to make their mind up based on what they see in the content of the video. But if you are being molested by somebody, if they are destroying your rights, if they are violating you, if they're hurting you, and they, according to her in the video, were
she said
hurting
they were
her.
Cutting her with the handcuffs.
I don't put them on gently.
No.
I was yelling at the cops a lot worse than that when I got the disorderly conduct charge. I think that she wasn't yelling in a way that was just crazy. Like, she didn't seem like...
Yeah, no, she wasn't just, like, hollering at the top of her lungs.
Yeah.
She was saying things very specific about her rights being violated. You're hurting me. You're cutting off my circulation. You know, things like that.
She called him a gay slur.
Oh, did she? I missed that.
I did, too. I hate I missed that.
But, you know, it doesn't bother me.
I advocate calling police officers that.
At the same time, I do understand where Ridley's coming from. I mean, certainly, if you remain calm in a situation like that, you can probably more effectively communicate, you know, whatever ideas that you have. But she did effectively communicate that she was being hurt because the cops did seem to back off a little bit. Like, she said, hey, the cop said, stop resisting. You know,
calm down and stop resisting, and then we'll loosen your handcuffs we're cutting you with for no reason.
And she did say, all right, I'm not resisting, now loosen the
cuffs. And I'm calming down. And stuff
yeah,
like that.
And they did, maybe, it appeared, loosen the cuffs. We had to go back on the air at that point in the video. So I'm hoping that we can download this and get it up on Free Keen, because I hadn't seen this either.
This is also an issue I have with the real Gandhi. The real Gandhi says, like, it's like, you know, anti-peaceful protesting and resistance or whatever to cuss when you're doing it. And I just think that's so dumb. Words don't hurt people, and she can say whatever she wants to these police officers. Ultimately, they're the ones with the guns infringing on her rights.
The real Gandhi said that swearing was bad?
Yeah, and I was so annoyed with
that. Why?
He didn't really explain it very well to me. He was just saying that it was bad because it's offensive to people.
Well, he was also against having sex and, you know, things like that. So
sure.
You know, we don't agree with everything necessarily that Gandhi stood for.
I'm just
for.
Curious what his reasoning would be. I mean, obviously he doesn't know what we know now, which is that, you know, generally the ability to swear indicates a higher intelligence, and it certainly helps reduce pain levels and stress levels.
Mm, that's a good point.
Gandhi didn't know any of that. So, I mean, yelling and screaming profanity in a strange way, will help to calm a person down.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm not so concerned with what the average person thinks about this. You know, when I see an activist video, I want to know what the activists think about it, because ultimately I want to attract more of them here to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I think that was an interesting video. I mean, it could have been better. I mean, my critique was she wasn't pointing the camera in the right place. And that's a tough thing to do, you know,
sure.
If you're under a, you know, stressful situation, you're upset. The last thing you're thinking about necessarily is, am I getting a good shot of this person who's violating my rights? But if you're not, then you don't get to see what the cop looks like. And so actually, to her husband's credit, when he's being handed the camera, so she passes off the camera to him as she's being arrested, which
smart,
is always a good
move. Smart,
because
then the police can't take it.
Correct. Although they could, like if they wanted to, like the cops could have been like, hand that over, that's evidence. And he would have had to have given it to him.
Evidence of what?
Of the, you know, this whole situation, basically. So they could have.
That's why you live stream to Odyssey.
Well,
but if they can do that, then they can do that with anyone who records the, any police interaction. They can just confiscate the video.
And they've done that in some places. Now, I don't think I've seen that up here in New Hampshire at all, maybe in the past, but I've seen other police departments pull that one.
Wow.
Yeah,
they have guns and Bearcats.
Yeah, they'll just go and confiscate cameras from anybody who's around claiming that it's evidence of the crime.
That's despicable.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not surprised to hear it, but I am disappointed to hear it.
So she passes the camera off to her husband. He gets a good, you know, wide shot showing what's exactly happening, showing both of the officers very clearly. So that's the one thing I would recommend. If you're in a situation like that, do try to be cognizant of where you're pointing the camera. It's something that it's a big critique of mine of another cop block guy. Not cop block, but JP from... The cop chasers, I think he calls it here. He's always pointing the camera at the ground. It's like, man, you're ballsy enough to get right up to the cop and, you know, get in, you know, within their near vicinity. Go all the way and point the camera at him. Let's see what this guy looks like. We want to know what they're doing. So just try to remember that when you're getting in these situations. I definitely do want to follow the Rochelle Kelly cases as closely as I can, even though I'm restricted on house arrest. I'd love to be able to actually go to her trial where they're going to try to put her in jail for 2 years for having her kids playing on the playground.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's facing two Class A misdemeanor counts, the last I heard. And that's 1 year in jail for each of those counts. Now, maybe they'll run concurrent. But
what is the reason for that? Is that just like... Because they went beyond, like, the barriers that were set up by the state? Like, what are they exactly saying she did?
I think it's a disorderly conduct charge, but I'm not
sure.
She wasn't the disorderly one. The police who came along interrupting their peaceful afternoon playing at the park were the disorderly ones.
Absolutely. And she does have a free stater who's an attorney, and he's pretty good. He's the guy that did the topless ladies charges a few years ago here in New Hampshire. His name's Dan Hines. So it'll be an interesting case, that's for sure, and I'm looking forward to it.
I hope it turns out well for her.
Yeah, so...
I would not want to be the New Hampshire judge who throws the mother in prison for 2 years for letting her kids play in the park.
Well, if she's found guilty, she may not get sentenced to jail. It may be one of those things where she just, you know, sentenced to a fine or something like that, in which case I hope she doesn't pay the fine. Because if you pay fines to these people, it just encourages them. So stop doing that. Out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.